Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Thinkorswim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. Alexa now has its own questions for you. A new feature from Amazon allows the intelligent assistant to ask for clarification on your requests. By Will Knight. When Amazon released the Echo smart speaker in 2014, people marveled at the convenience of voice-controlled computing. But the novelty has worn off, and today they are more likely to grumble about how often Alexa gets confused. Now, Amazon has a plan to make Alexa smarter, with you as the teacher. For some commands, Alexa will soon seek clarification if it gets confused. Ask to set the lights to reading mode, for example, and the device will politely inquire what that means. You might specify that you want the lights set to 40% intensity. Alexa will then learn this preference and store it away for future reference. Amazon says the feature will be available in coming months. It might not seem like much, but figuring out when to seek clarification requires considerable artificial intelligence, and it's a step towards having machines learn from humans on the fly. The ability for clarification will be a fundamental property of any good conversational artificial agent, says Roger Levy, a professor at MIT who specializes in AI and linguistics. He says knowing when to ask questions and knowing what questions to ask will be crucial for more advanced AI systems. However, Levy notes that making this feel natural can be a tricky balancing act. You'll drive users crazy if you ask for clarification too much. For now, Alexa will only seek to clarify commands related to connected smart home devices such as thermostats and lights. But Rohit Prasad, head scientist of the Alexa Artificial Intelligence team, who revealed upgrades to Alexa's capabilities at a live-streamed event on Thursday, says the company wants to expand this kind of learning to every Alexa task. Having Alexa understand that an unfamiliar command might be doable with more information, then working out what to ask and following through, requires sending an utterance through a chain of several language algorithms. One algorithm determines that a question is unclear but might be answerable. Another extracts concepts that need some clarification. A third works out possible actions from the ambiguous command. For simple commands, this may be straightforward. Others may have added complexities. Telling Alexa to play your favorite song, for instance, would require the ability to understand when it changes. As Amazon, Google, and Apple battle to dominate voice computing, Amazon has put Alexa in a dizzying array of gadgets. At the same time, there's a concern about the security of these devices and the privacy implications of tech companies collecting and analyzing users' voices. Requests for voice data from police are rising. Amazon says the feature will be turned on by default. A spokesperson says users can effectively opt out by choosing not to answer Alexa's question, and they will be able to delete any information collected this way. Other new features Prasad announced Thursday include a voice that uses more natural inflection. He says the Alexa team is also working on a way for Alexa to jump into a conversation or interrupt if it seems appropriate. based on the language and tone of voice, as well as visual cues for Alexa devices equipped with cameras. This feature will be introduced in 2021, and users will opt in by asking Alexa to join my conversation. Letting Alexa learn on the fly is a small step towards solving a key problem in artificial intelligence. Even the smartest algorithms are generally trained on a fixed trove of data, meaning that, unlike a person, they cannot clear up ambiguity or incorporate new information. Today, if Alexa doesn't know what you mean, it will offer the robotic equivalent of a shrug. "I'm sorry, I don't understand that." Or, "Did you mean?" Powerful new AI algorithms such as GPT-3 from OpenAI can handle language in surprisingly human-like ways. But if something isn't in the original training data, these algorithms will be stuck. Notes Oren Etzioni, CEO of the Allen Institute for AI, AI2, a nonprofit research institute created by the late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. "Sometimes a clarifying question is worth a thousand words," Etzioni says. Some AI experts believe that conversing with machines is the only way to make them clever. David Ferrucci, an AI researcher who led the development on IBM's Jeopardy playing computer Watson, believes that having Alexa ask simple questions about well-defined tasks should work nicely. But Ferrucci, who is now working on AI systems that learn by talking to people, cautions that the complexity and ambiguity of language can quickly make things difficult. Asking Alexa to play hits that have a really good bass line, for instance, might require a complex discussion of popular music. And if voice assistants ask the wrong questions, well, then they'll be more annoying than ever. "If you suck at it, people won't stick with you," he says. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.